Checking in with our resident money-saving mom here at B105.7. Anne Marie from chaosisbliss.com. What's up?
Hey, what's up? Well, okay, I'm going to go way back in time. When I first started Chaos is Bliss back in 2010, one of the first money-saving tips that I shared was about holding on to your receipts. And, you know, it still is true today, and there's a few reasons for that, and they all have one goal, which is to save you money or actually even make you money. So first, especially for fast food and restaurant receipts, turn your receipt over and check the back. Places like Arby's, but also JCPenney and even Kroger have coupons on the back. It could be a bounce-back offer on your next visit, or in Kroger's case, it's discounts for surrounding area businesses. Another reason to hold on to your receipts is to make returns easier. Thankfully, now, places like Target and Kohl's are able to look up an item using your credit card if you don't have your receipt. But not all stores, and some without a receipt, are going to give you the lowest sale price on brand new item. That happened to me with I bought a pair of Converse at Shoe Carnival and tried them on in the store, get home, and they just didn't feel right, and I could not find my receipt. So $50 for those Converse that I'm passing them on to my daughter when she gets them picking up. And lastly, we can't forget about rebates. Menards and Staples are two places known for their rebates when you have your receipt, but don't forget about cashback rebate apps like Ibotta, where you will need to snap a picture of your receipt to submit it for your rebate, and there's so many more of those that are coming out. So this is why it's important to hold on your receipt to save you money, in some cases even make money.